listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about something that was more than just a box. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from Exodus chapter 25, verses 10 and 11, where we read, "And they shall make an ark of acacia wood. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. And you shall overlay it with pure gold. Inside and out you shall overlay it, and you shall make on it a molding of gold all around." It was only a wooden box, less than 4 feet or 1.5 meters long. And it was 3 feet or about 1 meter wide. It was covered with gold, and it had a special golden lid with a fancy sculpted design of angels. It didn't have handles, and it was never to be carried by lifting it directly in one's hands. Instead, it was to be carried by inserting gold-covered wood poles into gold rings at each corner of the ark. These poles were to stay in the rings, and apart from touching the poles, it was forbidden to touch the Ark of the Covenant. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, a man named Uzzah touched the ark to keep it from falling off of a cart. But he did not touch it at the poles, and God struck him dead. Uzzah was wrong in his thinking that God would let the ark be damaged. In fact, it did not fall off the cart, though Uzzah never helped it to stay on. Uzzah was also wrong in thinking that there was something less pure about the ground than his act of pure disobedience. If the Ark of the Covenant was basically a box, then what was in that box? In Exodus chapter 25, God instructed Moses to put the testimony, that is a copy of the law, into the Ark of the Covenant. Later, God also told Israel to put other things into the Ark: the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and then, as said before, the tablets of the covenant. You'll find that in Hebrews chapter 9. The box itself was important, yet the lid to the box, called the mercy seat in Exodus chapter 25, that was made of pure gold and surrounded by cherubim. In the picture provided by the Ark of the Covenant, it was as if God dwelt between the two cherubim and met with his people there. This mercy seat, that's what they called the cover of the Ark. This mercy seat was also the place where the atoning blood from the sacrifice was sprinkled, according to Leviticus chapter 16. It was as if God looked down from his dwelling place between the cherubim, saw the tablets of the law in the ark, and he knew that his people were guilty of breaking his law. But the atoning blood of sacrifice was sprinkled on the mercy seat so that God saw the blood covering over the breaking of his law, and forgiveness could be offered. In Romans chapter 3, verse 25, the Apostle Paul called Jesus our propitiation, which was also a word used for this same mercy seat. From the way that Paul wrote, it might be said, Jesus is our mercy seat. He is the place and way of redemption. Everything in the tabernacle points us to Jesus and his work on our behalf. Therefore, remember that you can't provide your own place and your own way of redemption. Jesus is the place and the way of redemption. And God invites you to come to him. You can do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.